Blog Talk Radio.
Praise be to God, everybody. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Barbara A. Amore will be here to conduct our lesson this evening in basic theology by Charles C. Ryrie. So if you would like to join us, please feel free to dial in 319-527-6204. And you can also call in your prayer requests at that same number. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. To God be the glory. Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here, by Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come play. Your glory, God, is worth.
glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord.
Amen. Praise be to God, everybody. And welcome again to Pray One for Another. I am your host, Evangelist Hilder, and you are listening to our sweet hour of prayer. At this time, I will say a prayer and play another selection. To God be the glory. Heavenly Father, we come before you in gratitude for this new day. We surrender our heart, our minds, and our spirit to your loving care. Grant us wisdom, discernment, and strength for the challenges ahead. Fill us with your peace that surpasses all understanding. Bless our loved ones, protect them, and draw them closer to you. Use us as vessels of your love and light, that we may bring joy and hope to those around us. Order our steps according to your will, and shower us with your abundant blessings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. And amen. Praise be to God.
I am the one who spoke into nothing, and all creation heard. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, I am the one whose name is a tower where you can run and hide. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can
90 years old and tells her she's about to give birth to a baby. She laughs. But God responds and says, is anything too hard for me? And some of y'all have situations that look like they can't be fixed. But you have to understand that when I am is in the picture, anything is possible. I need you to look at somebody and say, anything is possible. So God says, no matter what it looks like, God says, you're overwhelmed. Racking with pain, but I am. Look at somebody and say, God says,
I am.
Let me be.
Ooh.
I don't understand how I'm gonna get out of it, but. And say, God says,
I am.
Look at somebody else and say, God says,
I am.
Somebody needs another God says,
I am.
One more time, y'all. Tell him who he is. He says,
I am.
I know the numbers are bigger than you, but
I am.
One more time, say, God says,
I am.
Just lean on him because
I am.
You can live here.
I am.
Amen. Praise be to God. Dear God, as we begin our week, guide us, protect us, and bless us. Help us all to be peacemakers, bringing peace into situations. Guide our steps away from drama and negativity, and keep us happy and healthy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Barbara A. Amore will be here with our lesson in Basic Theology by Charles C. Ryrie. If you would like to join us, please feel free to dial in 319-527-6204. To God be the glory.
Worship you, Lord.
Dear God, thank you for the gift of life and for the challenges that we face each day. We are grateful for the opportunity to grow in strength, courage, and perseverance. May we face these challenges with faith and determination, knowing that you are always with us and that all things are possible through you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
I can't complain. Mama's taking it easy. Papa's gone on to paradise, smiling down on me. So many people just trying to make ends meet, hoping and praying to try to live happy and free. Come Sunday morning, I'll be falling, and I'm gonna give the Lord his day and everything will be okay in the presence of his grace. A heated conversation, me and my baby, with sometimes debate. Life has but few guarantees. Sweet love and a good cup of coffee. Grown children don't seem to think life can slip away. No time to listen to what this old man has. See, the world is changing, and it's moving, moving at the speed of light. I'm just trying, trying to make a difference before I run. Come give the Lord his day. And everything will be okay in the presence of his grace. Come Sunday morning, down on my knees, I'll be falling. I'm gonna give the Lord his day, and everything will be okay in the presence of his grace. In the presence of his grace. In the presence of his grace. Oh, in the presence of his grace. Yeah, in the presence of his grace.
God, my exceeding joy, yours is the greatness, power, glory, victory, and majesty. All that is in heaven and on earth belongs to you. Because of this and more, you are my exceeding joy. You are my delight. And I come before you in prayer to exalt your name forever. I praise your glorious name, for in you had all both power and might. And it is by your word that you make great or bring down. There is none higher than you, and none more worthy of all of my praise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And now it is time for our devotional message, which is entitled, In Everything, Give Thanks. Amen. And my scripture reading for this message is coming from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. And it says, In everything, give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. Praise God. God's will is for you to be grateful, regardless of whatever happens to you. So what truth can you focus on to help you give thanks when everything seems to be against you? First, remember that God is always in absolute control, no matter how challenging things seem. This is the key to being able to endure emotionally and mentally during difficulties. Regardless of what pain you're experiencing, who has turned against you, or how you have failed, the Father is still in control and can lead you to overcome. And second, count on the fact that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, Romans 8 and 28. If he's permitted some issue or challenge to touch your life, it is for a beneficial purpose. Of course, there may be some hardships you may face that you will never comprehend this side of heaven. However, you can be completely certain that he still loves you and has your best interests in mind. And that is always cause for praise. So today, thank him that you are never helpless or alone. Your God can always handle whatever problems you may face and will give you the strength, wisdom, and hope you need to endure. Amen. To God be the glory for the reading of his word. And I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you, as it is to me. In everything, give thanks. Let us pray. Jesus, we praise you for being in control and turning everything for our good. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And that is our devotional message for this evening. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection. Hallelujah. Thank you.
And unto him who sits on the throne, and unto the Lamb that was slain, be all glory, honor, dominion, and power, forever and ever. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
nation, but he's worthy of our praise. Begin to worship his name today. The angels and the 24 elders and the four living creatures bow before him, and they rest not day and night, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is and is to come. And we, the children of God, today we say hallelujah to your name, God.
Praise God. In Psalms 119 and 143 says, as pressure and stress bear down on me, I find joy in your commands. Dear Lord, when my load feels too heavy, I know I can turn to you, and you will lift the weight off my shoulders. You are my strength and my hope. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
In the heavens and on earth, in the seas and all their depths, Lord, you're greater.
the glory. Will all be the praise. God, my exceeding joy, all things come from you and are created by you. Even my joy and my delight are from your blessed hand. Forgive me for seeking joy in other sources than you. Pardon me for turning things outside of you to seek what can be found only in you. You are the source of my joy. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, we are waiting on our speaker for this evening, and while we are waiting, I will play another selection. Praise God.
Gangsta faith means God's absolute, noble, glorious salvation to all. Families anywhere, including the heathen. Now that's gangsta. Now that's gangsta. I got the gangsta faith. I went from being a sinner to a backslide, a covenant, break addiction to money, guns, cushions, violence, copy, fake sensation. On a regular basis, sticky situation, plot led to evil meditation. 14, face incarceration, daddy never on the scene. Only heaven knows why he abandoned his offspring. To my hope, he dealt a death blow. And it seemed like the answer to my dreams on the gangster note. Now I'm feeling trapped, facing difficult times, trying to cope. As I inhale the clear smoke, I doubt I know. A few can know, I seem to be possessed by evil spirits, plotting bad deeds. We are the dead target. The devil seeks to plant his evil seed. Our Christian faith is the only promise of liberty. So I look before the Trinity and validate the worldwide checkmate. I call it gangster faith. Prepare my tables in the presence of my enemies. Gangster faith. I hold up the bloodstained banner until I'm 6 feet. I got the gangster faith. I'm sick to tell the world who Christ made free is free indeed. I got the gangster faith. God, the Holy Ghost, will protect me indeed. The worldwide checkmate. I call it gangster faith. No more violent I became. No more street power I came. The west side gangster taught me the game. Get in, get in, get out before you slip in it and you die in vain. I didn't listen. Multi-gunshot stripped through my flesh in vain. I know mama prayer was working. I survived. And I know I spread the gospel truth as long as I'm alive. I'ma walk my talk like a righteous man that's faith do. So let him judge me. No making see heaven's whole purpose for my life. I know God still love me. For God still love the world. He gave his only begotten son. So to my last breath, I'ma teach Christ what the world thought could never be done. Take back the tired music industry and shut down these rap commercial masquerades and reveal these fake. I'm not ashamed to holler worldwide checkmate. Gangsta faith, prepare my tables in the presence of my enemies. Gangsta faith, I hold up the bloodstained banner until I'm 6 feet. I got the gangsta faith, I'm sick to tell the world who Christ made free is free indeed. I got the gangsta faith, God the Holy Ghost will protect me indeed. A worldwide checkmate, I call it gangsta faith. Before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. I got the gangsta faith. I'm sick to spread the truth. God, the Holy Ghost, will make enemies my footstool. I got the gangsta faith. The definition of gangsta faith is Holy Ghost discipleship within the heart. And you stand totally unafraid and with no fear, representing Christ the High. And you know, like I know, real saints don't die. We fall asleep in Christ, then we fly. Raise your hand, you bow to ride. Pull your last breath for the Most High. Cause real saints don't die. We fall asleep in Christ, then we fly. It's called spiritual resurrection. Don't let me take flight. First class of role of pure righteousness. Representing God's glory shining bright. And we ascend beyond the clouds to meet Christ in the sky. It was the precious blood of Jesus that washed the Gentile like me. Christ reconciled. And God the Holy Ghost anointed me from my head to my feet. So I stand bold like Christ in your presence now. My face has seen Jericho walls falling down. All around the music industry. Christ stretches blood for all who defy. Gospel rap, a multi-billion dollar kingdom franchise. I'm sent to possess the gates of the enemy. Call it gangsta faith. Cause I believe. Cause I believe.
Amen. And everything the devil stole from me, God is gonna give it back. I hope you enjoyed this selection. Amen. Praise be to God. Play another short selection. Call on Jesus. Praise God.
Throughout my life, there have been many trials and tribulations. But there are one thing I come to know without a doubt is that God can and God will. Therefore, I know I can always.
Feeling down, you need to know that there's a safe place you can go to share your despair.
Fall down on your knees, they help to save your feet.
Cast your cares on him, he'll supply all your needs.
Friends and family, they can walk away.
But when you call on God, he'll come and save the day.
He loves and cares for you, and he will see you through.
You both can walk hand in hand through the storm, he will stand. Call on Jesus.
He will lift you up and never let you down.
Our very own Barbara A. Amore is going to come and conduct our lesson this evening in Basic Theology by Charles C. Ryrie. So we're going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. God bless you, Barbara. How are you this evening?
Good evening. I'm blessed and highly favored. And yourself?
Blessed, thank you.
Amen. Good to be on tonight. A lot of activity going on. They closed my block off. There was a shooting, yes. There was a shooting in this block earlier today. And so they have cordoned it off with the police tape. And you can't drive in, and they don't want you to really be walking in the street. They got a lot of cups covering the bullets that fell, you know. So I understand it up and down the entire block.
Oh, my
so
goodness.
I don't know if they'll be out there for a while or not, but they've been out there since this afternoon, probably after 3 or 4 o'clock. They're still out there. Oh, but anyway, God is good.
Nobody got killed, did they?
Someone went to the hospital. I don't know the condition of the person. You know. But they said it might be gang related. Anyway.
Okay.
So is anyone else on the line with us?
Yes, Deaconess Valerie is with us tonight.
Okay. Good evening. How you doing?
Good evening. Praise the Lord. How are you?
I'm blessed and highly favored. Thank you so much. We're going to go into prayer. Precious and Heavenly Father, once more and again, a few of your humble servants come together at this 7 o'clock hour to give you praise, glory, and honor. Father God, we thank you for waking us up this morning, starting us on our way, giving us strength for the struggle, allowing us to see a day we've never seen before. I pray that whatever has transpired in this block will be resolved. I know the cops are out there, and I know they're cold. And that's the least of it. But I pray that whoever perpetrated this crime will be apprehended and justice will be served. I pray that the one that was hit will recover and be blessed in this situation. Lord God, I pray that all this gun violence and violence of all kinds will cease and desist. It's too much. It's just too much. But God, you know. You said it before it even happened, so you know. Help us, Lord, in this situation. Bless those that are on the line. Bless their families. Bless them as they come and as they go. And just continue to be the God of our lives with your unconditional love, your grace, your mercy, your favor, your compassion. Forgive us of our sins, those of omission and commission. And just bless this world, Father God, wherever, whenever, in wars and rumors of wars and fires and violence. Just bless us, Father God. And we thank you. And all these blessings I ask in the Master's name of your Son. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
So we're going to pick up where we left off. And if I'm in the wrong place, you let me know. I'm thinking we're at part two, the ascension.
Yes.
Okay. So, Valerie, that's page 311. And this is part A statement about the ascension. What is the ascension? A-S-C-E-N-S-I-O-N.
The ascension is when he went up to heaven.
When Christ
went
to heaven. Mm-hmm. Okay. 1 second. I don't want to. So I think we looked at all the scriptures prior to that, right?
No, we finished the scriptures, yeah, before all of that. And
I think we finished the scriptures.
Yes.
All right. So, number one, in the Old Testament, two references foretell the ascension of Messiah. Psalms 68:18, quoted in Ephesians 4:8, and Psalm 110:1, quoted in Acts 2:34-35. And number two, in the sayings of Christ, our Lord spoke of going to his Father, John 7:33 and so forth, and specifically of the ascension, John 6:62 and 20:17. Number three, in the writings of the New Testament, the debated ending of Mark records the ascension, Mark 16:19. Luke speaks of it twice, Luke 9:51, 24:51. But the principal description is in Acts 1:6-11. Other New Testament passages refer to it, Ephesians, 1 Timothy, Hebrews, 1 Peter, and others that tell of the present exaltation of Christ presuppose it, such as Colossians 3:1. So let's take a look at the Old Testament, Psalm 68:18, and then Ephesians 4:8. All right? Take that, Valerie, and then Evangelist, take Psalm 110:1 and Acts 2:34-35. Psalm 68.
Okay. Psalm 68 and 18. Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts from men. Yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. And
Ephesians 4:8.
Ephesians 4:8.
Mm-hmm.
Wherefore, he said, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men.
Amen. So that's basically saying the same thing that you just read in 68 and 18. Do you see the comparison?
Yes, I see.
Okay. Can you explain what it is?
Oh, God. Well, Jesus said when he ascended, he's going to leave us something. And he was talking about the Holy Ghost, but he also left gifts for men. Gifts and
All right, thank you. Evangelist?
Psalms 110, verse 1 says, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit in the place of honor at my right hand until I humble your enemies, making them a footstool under your feet."
Mm-hmm. And then we're going to look at Acts 2, 34 through 35.
Okay. "For David himself never ascended into heaven, yet he said, the Lord said to my Lord, sit in the place of honor at my right hand until I humble your enemies, making them a footstool under your feet." Amen.
Mm-hmm. You see the connection there?
Yeah, because only Jesus could ascend. David was, when he died, he was a human. So when he died, he just stayed there in the tomb. But when Jesus died, he rose again and ascended into heaven.
All right. And it says that he was made a footstool, not him. Okay, the right hand of God, receiving the promise of the Holy Spirit from the Father. He poured out the Spirit he had just received. That is what you are and hear, what you see and hear. For David himself did not ascend to heaven, but he did say, God said to my master, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a stool for resting my feet. So that's the commonality in both, that the enemies are going to be made a stool for your feet. All right,
okay.
And the next one is John 7:33-14:12. Valerie, please. And Evangelist 16:5-10-28.
Okay.
John 7:33. 33, you said?
7:33.
Wait, let me see. I can't see. Yeah. John 7:33, yes, okay.
Mm-hmm.
33? Then
yes.
Said Jesus to them, yet a little while am I with you, and then I will go unto him that sent me. That's 7:33, 14:12.
14:12.
Go back. It's still 7, right?
14:12.
Yeah. Yeah. And now about the midst of, wait, 12 verse. And there was much murmuring among the people concerning him, for some said, he is a good man. Others said, nay, but he deceived the people.
Wait a minute.
That was 12.
Sorry, I
7,
was in 14 and 12. I was in 13. 14 and 12.
Chapter 14, right?
Right.
Okay.
Read it again.
Verily, 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 I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father.
Amen, amen. You see a comparison there?
No, I got the first one mixed up. 12, 14.
7:33 and 14:12.
Oh, okay, 7:33. 7 was. Let me read 7 again.
Okay.
Then said Jesus unto them, yet a little while, and I am with you, and then I go unto him that sent me. Yes, he keeps. Yeah, I said serious months. He keeps talking about ascending unto his Father.
Okay, let me read 32-34. The Pharisees, alarmed at his seditious undertow going through the crowd, teamed up with the high priest and sent their police to arrest him. Jesus rebuffed them. I am with you only a short time. Then I go on to the one who sent me. You will look for me, but you won't find me. Where I am, you can't come. All right? That was 33 mm-hmm. through 34. Now let's look at 14 again.
14 and 14 what?
And 12. 14 and 12.
Okay. 14 and 12. And verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father.
Okay. Okay, let's look at 28. You see a connection?
28 and what, 14?
No. Do you see a connection with what you just read?
The connection with 28?
The two of them.
What was the chapter for 28? I can't.
28 is the chapter.
28 and what?
Well, wait a minute. No, it doesn't go to 28. So maybe that's verse 28?
That's verse 28.
Let's look at verse 28.
And 16.
14 and 28.
That's chapter 16, verse 5, 10, and 28.
No, that's chapter 14, verse 28.
Oh, okay. Chapter 14, 12 and 28. 12 and 28, right?
No, just 14 and 28.
14. And 28. 14 and 28. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you.
That's 28?
That's 28 and 14.
No.
Okay.
That's not, no, you didn't read 28. 28 starts off, remember what I told you. John 14:28.
Right. I'll read mine. It says, you've heard me tell you I'm going away and I'm coming back. If you love me, you will be glad that I'm on my way to the Father, because the Father is the goal and purpose of my life. All right?
Okay, now, I know what I did. I read 26. Yeah, I see it.
26, okay. And so now, Evangelist, John 16 and 5, and then 10 and 28. 16 and 5.
5 says, but now I am going away to the one who sent me, and not one of you is asking where I am going. And verse 10.
And then? 10.
Verse 10 says,
16 and 10.
Righteousness is available because I go to the Father, and you will see me no more. And 28 says, yes, I came from the Father into the world, and now I will leave the world and return to the Father.
Amen. Amen.
Praise be to God. So he's saying that they're more concerned, worrying about themselves than they are worrying about where he is going. Because they know once he go away, that once Jesus go away, then they are going to, they want to know what's going to happen to them. So they kind of like, you know, more thinking about themselves than they are thinking about Jesus.
Okay, let me read. Thank you. Mine is 25 through 28. I've used figures of speech in telling you these things. Soon I'll drop the figures and tell you about the Father in plain language. Then you can make your request directly to him in relation to this light. I reveal to you, I won't continue making requests of the Father on your behalf. I won't need to, because you've gone out on a limb, committed yourself to love and trust in me, believing I came directly from the Father. The Father loves you directly. First, I left the Father and arrived in the world. Now I leave the world and travel to the Father. Okay, so if they were wondering, he's just told them. He said, I'm not going to play around with you. I'm going to tell you. First, I was speaking in figures and, you know, it wasn't plain. Now I'm telling you in plain English. Well, he spoke Aramaic. But I'm telling you in plain Aramaic that I am going to the Father. That's why I came from him. I came down to do what I've done, and now I'm going back to the Father. So I'm leaving, I leave the world and travel to the Father. All this is saying, Blake, basically, is that he is going to ascend and go back to his Father, ascend back to heaven where he came from, and be with his Father. Amen.
Amen.
So now we're going to look at, and specifically the ascension, John 6 and 62, evangelist, and 20 and 17, missionaries.
John 20 and 17.
Yeah, but you're going to read second. Yes.
Right.
6 and 62, evangelist.
Mm-hmm. 62 says, then what will you think if you see the Son of Man ascend to heaven again? What would you think? To see the Son of Man ascend to heaven again.
What would you think?
Well, I would be standing there like they were in a maze. Because they can't talk and one, like, oh my goodness.
Standing there in awe. Exactly.
Gazing. And just because you're seeing him going, you're seeing Jesus going up into heaven, but you want to say, you know, in your mind you want to say, please don't leave me. Take me with you.
Amen, amen. But in leaving, he told them and us that we'll be able to do greater things than he's done.
Exactly. Right? Because he was going to send back the Holy Spirit.
The Comforter. He's going to send the Comforter, right. So now, Valerie, 20 and 17.
Jesus said unto her, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father and to my God and your
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Praise God.
So, in the writings of the New Testament, the debated ending of Mark records the ascension. So that's Mark 16 and 19. Evangelist, let's look at that.
Okay.
Mark 16 and 19.
19 says, Jesus realized they wanted to ask him about it. So he said, are you asking yourselves what I meant? I said, in a little while, you won't see me, but a little while after that, you will see me again. Okay,
that was 19?
Yes, 19. John 16 and 19.
Okay. And mine reads, then the Master Jesus, after briefing them, was taken up to heaven, and he sat down beside God in the place of honor. And the disciples went everywhere preaching, the Master working right with them, validating the message with indisputable evidence. What do you think about that? And the Master went right with them, validating the message with indisputable evidence.
I don't understand. What? No.
What's that?
He just proved what he was talking about.
Jesus, really?
He went about God's business. He just made prophecy come to pass.
Right. Prophecy came to fruition. Through who?
Jesus.
No. He left, remember?
Right.
So it was shown through the disciples.
Okay.
And it says, and the disciples went everywhere preaching, the Master working right with them, validating the message with indisputable evidence. So Jesus ascended, but he allowed the disciples to go in his name, continue to bring the message that he was preaching all along, right? And they were validated with nothing anyone could say that was not so, because they saw the evidence of what Jesus had said would happen. Right? Mm. So
but it sounds like, too, that the scripture is saying that Jesus was there, too, in the spirit, like he was walking with him.
He left his spirit, right. His spirit, he said he will never leave or forsake us. All right? But his glorified body ascended up into heaven to be with his Father. But his spirit, as was already said, was left here with us.
Right.
So that gives us the power to do things that we could not do on our own.
And when he said greater things, did he mean greater things than he had done in the earth? Or was he referring to someone else?
What do you think?
I always thought it was him, but it sounded like you said greater, when just tonight, it sounded like you said you mentioned something else out there. He said
the disciples,
you were referring to things then, so-and-so.
His disciples, and not just the ones that were there, us. His disciples that are here now will do greater things.
Okay.
Oh.
Amen.
I see. Amen. Mm-hmm. So we will be the ones to do the greater things than the disciples?
No, than what he has done. Jesus has done.
Oh, what Jesus has done. Because he has such a short time, so he couldn't do a whole lot within the time span that he had.
No, I wouldn't say that. He couldn't do a lot. He did many things. He did many things, but because
it is what it is, he's going to allow us to do greater things.
Yes. He, with the Holy Spirit, has allowed us to do greater things.
Okay. Now I got it.
All right.
Jesus was roaming around in the wilderness. We building mansions now, down here now.
What's that?
I said Jesus was roaming around in wilderness, and man is building mansions now. He said we were going to do greater things.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have a place to lay his head.
Right. Right. Okay, let's look at 9 and 51.
It's not to believe, though, but, I guess that's what he said.
Yeah.
It's because we're in a different era than the era that Jesus was in.
But so remember, even though
man is more advanced now, that, you know, with technology and all of that stuff.
Well, we're still man. He's God, and we're
but
man.
But
he's just giving us that power.
Right, but I don't think it's about the technology. It's about him.
But it didn't make sense when she said his lifespan was so short.
How old was he when he died, Valerie? 30.
33?
No. Yeah. He started his ministry at 30. And in those days, you could not be a minister until you were 30. So he did it for 3.5 years. They say he lived to be 33 and a half or so, but they say 33.
Mm-hmm.
So he ministered for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, again,
right,
a short span of time, really.
Yeah, and that does make sense why we would do greater things. Because
mm-hmm.
we're living down here millennials, and he had 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So let's look at Luke 9 and 51.
Luke.
Whose turn is it?
I think it's my turn.
Okay, if you would, 9:51, and then Evangelist just read 24 and 51.
Are we still in John?
No, we're in Luke now. Luke speaks of twice. Luke 9:51.
Okay, I got it. 9:51. Okay, Luke 9:51 reads, "And it came to pass, when the time was come, that he should be received up, he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem."
Okay. And now let's look at, and we see instead he went through Samaria. Okay, and I'll just read. When it came close to the time for his ascension, he gathered up his courage and steeled himself for the journey to Jerusalem. He sent messengers on ahead. They came to a Samaritan village to make arrangements for his hospitality. But when the Samaritans learned that his destination was Jerusalem, they refused hospitality. When the disciples, James and John, learned of it, they said, "Master, do you want us to call a bolt of lightning down out of the sky and incinerate them?" So what do we know about Samaria?
They were idol worshippers.
Right. And that's a place that Jews normally did not go to
mm-hmm.
or through. They went around to avoid idol worshippers. And
mm-hmm.
formerly the Samaritans were Jewish, but they intermarried with foreigners, and so they weren't pure, right? And
right.
so being not pure, they started worshiping, I guess, the foreigners' gods. And so that was the thing that kind of put them out with the Jews, with Jesus. with the Jews, period. Any Jew, not just Jesus. Mm-hmm. So we talked in John 4, verses 6 through 30, about the Samaritan woman. When Jesus entered her village, she was astonished when she went to draw water. Remember that story?
Yes.
And she was saying, you know, we don't normally speak to Jews, you know, saying to Jesus.
Right.
He said, you know, if you knew who you were talking with, you would ask him for living water.
Mm-hmm.
You would have asked him for water, and he would have given you living water.
Right.
So when they finally started talking, he said to her, go get your husband. And she said, I'm not married. And he said, you said it right, because you had five husbands, and the man you with now is not your husband. So she said, I see that you are a prophet. And then he went on to talk more and more to her. And she ended up leaving her water pot and running into the village to tell all the men, I guess some women too, about her encounter with the Messiah.
Right.
And she said, come and see a man that told me everything I've ever done. So she was a believer. She was an evangelist.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm saying that to say that at that time, the Jews did not go into Samaria. And so now he's trying to go to Samaria, and they are not offering him hospitality. He's about to rise up to go to his father, and they don't want to welcome him in Samaria after all he's done. And so now we're going to look at, what was that? 24 and 51. Evangelist.
And it says, while he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up to heaven. Amen.
All right. Enough said about that.
Amen.
So, let's go to Ephesians 4 and 10 and 1 Timothy 3 and 16. Valerie, Ephesians 4 and 10. So we're learning a little bit more about all of this before he ascended into heaven. Ephesians 4 and 10.
Ephesians 4 and 10. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And Timothy.
1 Timothy.
Okay. What verse?
3 and 16.
3 and 16. Read. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
3 and 16. Okay, let's go to... Any thoughts about that?
Yeah. It's good that, you know, all scripture is good for correction and, you know, instruction is good, because when we open the Bible, it's like, and we could get nourishment, food from anything we read.
Mm-hmm.
We get edification from anything we read.
Amen, amen. So if we need help, we can just read the scriptures. Basically, you just need to find the one that applies to your situation or the situation of those that you're trying to help.
Right.
So that means you got to know the word, because you got to know where that scripture is so that you can quote it or read it to yourself or the individual.
When you started the lesson tonight, when you started the lesson tonight, every time you read a scripture that was sort of similar to the next scripture, it just made me think about how ministers always memorize scriptures, like,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Many of them do.
It's a task.
It's not easy. You have to apply yourself.
Right.
Okay, we're going to look at Hebrews 4 and 14, Evangelist.
Okay. 14 says, "So then, since we have a great high priest who has entered heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to what we believe."
Amen. And mine reads 14 through 16. The title is "The High Priest Who Cried Out in Pain." Now that we know what we have, Jesus, this great high priest with ready access to God, let's not let it slip through our fingers. We don't have a priest who is out of touch with our reality. He's mm-hmm. been through weakness and testing, experienced it all but the sin. So let's walk right up to him and get what he is ready to give. Take the mm-hmm. mercy. Accept the help. Wow.
Amen.
And so 1 Peter 3 and 22, Evangelist. We're almost done with the scripture.
22 Peter says, "Now Christ has gone to heaven. He is seated in the place of honor next to God. And all the angels and authorities and powers accept his authority." Amen. 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 Amen.
Okay. And then we're going to go to Colossians 3 and 1, talking about Christ presupposed his exaltation. And the whole line is that, "And others that tell of the present exaltation of Christ presuppose it." Colossians 3 and 1, Valerie.
Colossians 3 and 1. "If ye that be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God."
Amen. And mine reads, "He is your life," is the title. So if you're serious about living this new resurrection life with Christ, act like it. Pursue the things over which Christ presides. Don't shuffle along, eyes to the ground, absorbed with the things right in front of you. Look up and be alert to what is going on around Christ. That's where the action is. See things from his perspective.
Mm.
Awesome.
Wow.
Awesome.
Wow. Yes.
Thank you, ladies. That was so wonderful.
It was.
Let's look at section B, description of the ascension. Mm-hmm. And I think we might finish this
next
chapter tonight. Or maybe not. Okay. The place. It occurred in the vicinity of Bethany, Luke 24 and 50. That is, on the Bethany side of the Mount of Olives. The procedure, Christ actually traveled up as if supported by the cloud, verse 9. The ascent was not a sudden disappearance, but a gradual, though not long, movement upward. And 3, the promise. As the disciples watched, two angels appeared and promised that he who has been taken from them will return again in just the same way. What was that? Okay, so we're gonna end it right there for now. What do you think about what we did tonight?
I think it was a wonderful lesson that we learned a little more about Jesus' ascension and his authority and how he made the enemies his footstool.
Exactly. Exactly.
We're stopping at B or B?
We're stopping at B. Basically to do the scriptures, and I won't go through that tonight because it's been so much already.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay, so 311B, Valerie.
311.
We're
stopping at B. Yeah, we're going to end it right there. And God willing, next week we'll pick up the scriptures. Okay,
right.
Probably reread it, but it's been so much with the back and forth.
Yeah.
Want to give everybody a break, okay?
Okie doke.
Okay, so Valerie, you have any thoughts about tonight or not? It's okay.
I always thought about how powerful that scripture was where Christ said, I'm going to leave you something, but when I leave this world, you're going to do greater works than I did. And I always thought that was powerful. And, you know, and I believe that, you know, he does leave that power with some of the children of God, too. God knows who he could trust with that type of power to, you know, deliver and save other souls.
So you think you can do greater works than he's done?
Well, it's God's will, and if that's what he wants me to do, I think I can do it because I'm willing to do what Christ wants me to do.
Amen, amen. If it's his will, you will. Amen? If
Amen.
It's his will, you will.
That's right. He has to give
Evangelist,
us the power.
How about you? You think you can do greater work?
As long as I have him and his and he uses the Holy Spirit through me, yeah, I can.
Amen. Good to hear that.
And what about
so
you?
Yes, I believe that I can. The basic thing is that we have to tell other people about him.
Mm-hmm.
We have to evangelize. Amen? And
Amen.
We have to live the life that we talk about. We can't just talk about it. We have to walk the walk and talk the talk.
Absolutely.
So we want to tell somebody about how good he is and what he's doing in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
We need to let our light shine. They need to see
exactly
what we're saying. And that's going to draw them too. Okay,
yep.
He does the drawing. We could tell all the talking and whatever you want. But he has to do the drawing. But we
Amen.
Can get the attention, and the way to get the attention is to lead the life that he's told us about. Amen?
Yes.
To follow him.
That's right.
In behind closed doors and outside of closed doors, you need to lead the life that he's telling us to lead.
Yes.
All right.
Amen.
So,
Amen.
Ladies, I'm just going to say thank you. And Evangelist, you want to take us home tonight?
Praise be to
Unless
God.
Valerie, you want to? Valerie, if you want to.
Go ahead, Evangelist.
Dear God, once again, a few of your humble servants come together to learn more about you, about your life, and how that through us you said that we will do greater things. And Lord God, Without you, we cannot do these greater things, but with you, we can do all things through you.
All right.
And Lord God, we thank you for this lesson tonight. We thank you for our teacher. We ask that you continue to bless her and encourage her and give her knowledge and discernment and wisdom, Lord God, most of all wisdom, that she'll be able to dissect your words, that it will come clearer to our understanding, Lord God. Again, we thank you for life. We thank you for just being who you are. We thank you for waking us up this morning to see a brand new day, another opportunity to praise your holy name, Lord God. We ask and thank you for the short peace, a two-day peace that they have with Israel and Palestine and over in Gaza, Lord God, that they'll be able to bring most of the hostages home to their families, Lord God, and that we continue to bless them and watch over them, protect them from hurt, harms, and dangers, Lord, especially
thank
the children.
You.
We thank you again, Lord God, for all that you have done and all that you're going to do. We thank you for forgiving us for our sins, present, past, and future, Lord God. We love you. We honor and adore you. And we thank you in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and amen.
Thank you for that lovely prayer. To God be the glory.
To God be the glory.
Ladies,
have a wonderful evening. And if you have to go out, bundle up nicely and warm. If not, stay warm.
I just came back in, so I'm in for the night. But it is cold out there.
Ladies, stay home.
Love you. Love you all. Hugs.
Love you too.
Continue your blessings. Amen.
Thank you, sis.
Give Reverend Clyde my regards, okay?
Thank you. Thank you. I will.
Love you. Love you
and
both.
And we're still praying for him and Jake.
Yes.
Thank you, thank you. I'll let them know. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. And on that note, we're going to leave out on all belongs to you. Praise God.
Amen.
Love you guys. Good night.
Love you. Too. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.